tomorrow in Warsaw, Poland. The world's most powerful military alliance will have something of a reset. In recent years, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization has been involved in conflicts well beyond Europe's borders in places like Libya and Afghanistan. But with a buildup of defenses against Russia, tomorrow's NATO summit, which President Obama will be attending, marks a return to NATO's Cold War origins. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Cold War history looms over the NATO summit in Warsaw. This is, after all, the same city the Soviet Union once dominated through a rival military alliance called the Warsaw Pact. Earlier this week, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced troop reinforcements for four former members of that pact.
We will deploy four robust multinational battalions to Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland.
Those four neighbors of Russia had been demanding reinforcements ever since Moscow seized Crimea 2 years ago from Ukraine and helped pro-Russian separatists commandeer eastern Ukraine. Andrius Kubilius is the former prime minister of Lithuania.
What is provoking Russia is weakness of our deterrence capabilities, not initiatives to strengthen deterrence capabilities.
But it's not at all clear yet what the effect will be of sending a 1,000-troop battalion to each of the four Russia-exposed countries. Stephen Pfeiffer is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
Even after Warsaw, the actual number of NATO forces that will be in the Baltic states is going to be quite small. But if you ever got into a crisis situation where there was a serious concern that there might be military conflict, one thing that NATO would want to be able to demonstrate or would be able to accomplish would be rapid reinforcement of those forces on the ground in the Baltic states.
Last month in Poland, NATO forces put on an ear-splitting display of their ability to quickly move to remote battlefields.
Currently, attack by fire is conducted by tanks and infantry fighting vehicles.
In the largest military exercise since the Cold War ended, 24 nations took part in a live-fire tank assault in the hills of northern Poland. General Ben Hodges, who commands the U.S. Army in Europe, says the U.S. is moving back tanks and other heavy weapons to the region, and in February, a 5,000-member brigade will be added.
That's a real deterrent force. A U.S. Army Armored Brigade combat team with all the tanks, the Bradleys, the howitzers, the engineers, that's enough capability to cause a would-be adversary to really reconsider.
And it's no secret that that would-be adversary is Russia. Damon Wilson is a former national security advisor and a NATO expert at the Atlantic Council think tank. He says Russian President Vladimir Putin is unlikely to seek any head-on confrontation with NATO, but
what he will do is probe, test, and look for where there are vulnerabilities, look for our own weaknesses, look for where there is lack of both political will and capability to stop him and exploit that.
Which is why, says Brookings Pfeiffer, the United Kingdom's decision to quit the European Union must be good news for Mr. Putin.
He sees this as a way to increase fissures within Europe. That's been a long-time Russian objective and goes back to Soviet times, the idea of trying to undermine institutions such as NATO, such as the European Union.
Putin is also likely to be pleased by the constant questioning of NATO coming from the Republican Party's presumptive presidential nominee. Here's Donald Trump talking to ABC.
I think NATO is obsolete. NATO was done at a time you had the Soviet Union, which was obviously larger, much larger than Russia is today.
Some of NATO's own members are also getting restless. Again, the Brookings Institution's Stephen Pfeiffer.
One of the really interesting challenges at Warsaw is that you have the eastern flank concern about Russia, but also you have Portugal, Spain, Italy, Greece, and France saying, but there's also a southern flank. There's ISIS, there's Libya, there's general unrest in that whole broad stretch of the Middle East.
And for those concerns, Pfeiffer says, this NATO summit has far less to offer. There is a vague promise of help in the Mediterranean with refugees and a commitment to funding Afghan troops another 4 years. But this summit is really about NATO going back to what it was created for 67 years ago, holding the line against Moscow. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.